not what he feels, but what he thinks is important for him or for the evolution of. Well, I don't think he should give much importance in what the public will think.
Well, I do, because why would he make art? I mean, or maybe you're just supposing that an artist makes stuff and put all his stuff in his attic and never shows it to anyone, or what is your...
No, but I think that then the reaction of the public is not of his concern.
It's not?
It's not of his concern.
Yes, it is. I think it is. If he wants to... Let's suppose he thinks he has this... I always think of artists when I think about them positively as scientists who think about certain topics and then show the result of their research. So they should, if they show the result of the research, which is then called art, I think they should take care of that it's being understood by the people they show it to. So in a normal artistic circuit, it's quite easy to do it because everybody knows about art history and knows what the conventions of contemporary art are. And it's easier than when you're in a real public space and you have to communicate with people who don't have that background. But I don't know, is your problem that is art, don't artists want to communicate, or do they?
Yeah, I think they want. Yeah, but
yeah, so they I should care about the person whom they're talking to.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be the main concern. They should be concerned
I
about
I didn't
what
say
they
it
want.
Should be the main concern.
Well, you said then you said it was the biggest problem.
It was the biggest. It's the biggest problem, but it shouldn't be,
so
the, main
it should
concern.
Be the main concern.
No. It's very important, because if you don't have that, you don't reach anything, I think, as an artist. If you don't have the communication, but we should develop a way to do it easily. We just should just pay attention to it. I think it's enough to pay attention to it. To be serious about that aspect of art.
But, well, I think it's an illusion to think that you can reach people who are not interested in art, who are not making an effort to understand it.
Well, I tend to be very disinterested in art as such. I didn't used to be, but nowadays I don't get any returns from looking at art anymore. In the past, I did. I had a lot of good experience with them. I think, and I have experienced it, you can reach people who are not as interested in art as such. And one of the good tricks you do is just don't present your work as art. Just do something and don't put art on top of it. That's quite easy. And then it's a very good way to not not say, people, go away, this is art, this is not for you. But I don't know. I feel like communicating with very different people, with a lot of different people, and with people with various interests. And when I visit the gallery, I don't want to talk to the people who visit those galleries. They're all, I think they're all bourgeois and boring people in those galleries. So I don't care about them. I want to communicate with other people.
Well, you're right to think that galleries are something that is going to end, and
I
that
hope
there,
so.
There'll be some other places where art will be, but. I think the people who are interested in art will go to these places, and they also maybe understand that gallery is over, but I think the effort will still be there. You will still have to make an effort to understand what...
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly as in science, you know, if you don't have a background...
But
you
people
understand.
Are willing to make an effort, I think. You just don't... You just, like I said, give them a door by which they can enter, and then they can see... If they're too stupid to understand, then they just leave by the same door by which they entered. But don't shut the door for them, or don't make them have a secret code or something to enter. Yeah. It's a problem for me too. That that art wants to communicate, and on the other hand, you can't communicate because you only communicate with artists or people who are supposed to be interested in art. So it's an interesting thing, and it's my interface subject really. That's why it's important.
Okay, I think in lo puedo decir en español también, ¿no? Lo traduce, ¿verdad? Oh, you don't have. No, es que no tiene. No, that I think that I was. Is this old question of art, or an artist is doing something for the world or communicate or not? But the experience, at least the experience that I have after several years talking and listening more than talking, listening to many artists, is that every artist, as every person, have the need to communicate. To say something to someone, if not, will be not done, no. And I mean, what maybe it helps, or at least it helps me in this conversation, is to make a differentiation between to communicate to whom, to the world or to my sister or to my wife or if you see and if you think in yourself doing whatever you do, because I consider art as a part of the human expression, as one of the manifestations. Most of the time, I think every artist or every writer or every movie maker or every dancer is doing what she or he is doing because have the need to say something. So to whom this is directed, no? This is another question. But I think that we should make a difference between this romantic idea, from my point of view, that have been stereotyped or represented as the, I don't know, talking about this, I always think about what they said that probably was a lie, no? Picasso alone in his apartment in Paris, putting on the having cold and putting his paintings there, you know, all this bohemia, all this, what I think that is a construction that is conventional to and related to one idea of as I said, one of the cheap ideas of romanticism. But I will say that that I think that if there is the need to communicate, even artists who have been working like in your country, you know, in Switzerland or in Austria, that what have been called brute art or art made by people in psychiatric hospitals, no? And I had the chance to meet and to talk and to work with one of these artists, like August Bala, who is in Austria and is very well known in this area of med, also bad called med art. And even him, who is in his own world, he was doing something for other persons, no? So this, I think, is one distinction. And this just wanted to say.
I have a question about this. When you make an artwork for your sister, how? And what happens when somebody else looks at that artwork? Does anybody? Because. Well, do you have to send this work to your sister and not to anybody else? So you have to differentiate, I think. So that's that's a problem.
Yeah, this is maybe something that every artist should ask for himself. I don't think there is a recipe or a way to do it. No.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that doesn't matter what the artistical manifestation is. What I think it will be a mistake will be to give the orders to say this must be done in this way. So I think this is the strategy that each artist or the rhetoric apparatus that each artist or each person interested in the cultural community, let's say, that wants to say something is very differentiated. What maybe, and I don't know, maybe this internet question puts on the table, internet maybe puts in the question something that is not new either, that is this democratization of the art experience. No, if we think how many contemporary museums were in Europe 50 years ago, and if we see how many museums are today, no, they are. I think only in Germany there are maybe, I don't know, 200 museums, but 50 years ago they were not as much. So I think it has to do with this so-called democratization or this access of the middle class and the big amounts of population in the, let's say, Occidental world to culture and to artistic experience. And internet, I'm just listening all these days, it seems that it's a panacea, it's like a place where so many people have access, no? What I think that, and this is what I find your intervention, who is very like provocative, as you said, this puts new questions, no? So how to do whatever I do in this media that is that have directly an access to a big amount of population. So doesn't matter what I will do, the anonymity of the reception is from the first moment. And I think this possibility of to consider your audience, whatever what this is, or whatever thing, your audience, not only the art world people. This, I think, is an aspect that I find very exciting. No? Because even the artistic experiences that you said, that I somehow I agree that the Duchamp or Yves Klein or whatever, but I think always they have been doing what they did, considering someone, I don't know, on this, but not like for themselves in a kind of...
That's not what I said.
What did you say? Yeah, this is where I try to make the difference between public and other persons or a concrete presence. Pero, but now I lost the... Well, excuse me.
Well, we shouldn't forget that the internet is first of all a social structure. It's a way for people to communicate to each other. And in that way, art will probably become something completely different. Art used to be something you make at home, and when it's finished, you put it in a gallery and say, look what I've done. But now there's much more to be done. Now you can just, if you make a sketch, put it online and say, ask people what they think about it. And depending on how they react, you can... can then put one color on it, etc. So that's you can make things together with other people, for instance.
I think art will also become very different because the internet is forcing you to adopt a certain medium, which is right now and for quite some time in the future, two-dimensional screen images with maybe a little bit of sound or a little bit of video. And this kind of forcing of, if you want to get these ideas out of your ideas into a certain kind of package, is going to continue forever because the internet is essentially an information system. So the visceral experiences of smell or of being in a specific kind of space or being surrounded by sound are never going to exist on the internet for as long as we know or can continue to call it the internet. So in many ways, I think,
so?
It will have the effect of limiting very much your experiences.
One thing I have to disagree on is that it's going to take a long time. It's not in 5 years' time. Just think about where we were 5 years ago with internet and technological media. We were just having these little Macintoshes and printing on laser printers, which took half an afternoon to print a drawing or something. So it's really very developing very, very fast. So I do think we will have three dimensions, maybe not smell in 5 years. And the other thing, every medium has its limitations. And even traditional media, they're very limited. A painting, well, they've tried to make paintings three-dimensional, but they just put a lot of garbage on it and called it three-dimensional, but that's not really architecture or anything. But the most important remark is that art is not about media. Art is about concepts and things you think about, and you just have to choose the medium which suits you best or which happens to be at hand to put it to make it visible or audible or in any way sensible. And imagination is a very important point in that. When you see a painting of a three-dimensional space, you can imagine stepping into that space. So, with interactive media, you have a lot more possibilities to provoke the imagination of the audience. You have sound and moving images. You have 3D. You have 2D. You have text. You can do a lot more. I think it's less limitative, but it still is limitative, of course. I disagree. That's good. Do you feel limited by the possibilities? I mean, of course you feel limited, but do you feel frustrated about the limitations of...
For me, I was using the internet almost 5 years ago when this time you're talking about that we've made so much progress, and I think that in fact, 5 years ago, it was, in many ways, to me, a much better space.
Why?
I don't like the web. I don't like what it does. I don't think that the web is a means of communication except for in one direction. And I think that what it's done is it's distracted a lot of people about the potential of the internet. And forced a kind of a very smooth kind of product out of things that I think could have actually been much more interesting if much less high bandwidth or whatever. In addition, I resent the web a little bit because it's helped to commodify the web and the net. And I think that there was a kind of an interesting space before it became such a commodity. That it is lost. I mean, just absolutely lost. Whether or not it's possible that a sense of community that it had will be regained in some part of it is possible. Maybe it already has, and I haven't found this community yet. But much of the sense of shared interest and shared values that you had that made it a community, I think, is gone at this point. And
isn't that just because there's a lot more people online now?
It's a lot more people, but it's also what they're there for. And
to have fun, to be entertained.
Well, and to buy and to sell. I mean, actually, most of it is to sell.
In America, not in Europe. It's not very popular yet in Europe to buy and sell on the net. People are still losing money on the net.
Oh yeah, in America too, just a lot more money. But
But what's your objection? Because you have to pay when you go to a museum too.
For me, this question about the richness of the interactivity, though, I mean, there's no doubt to me that I think that the net is right now a hindrance rather than a help. I mean, if you talk about interactivity right now, even director gives you much more interactivity than the web does, and much simpler and much quicker and stuff like this.
Director movies online.
You kind of can.
Well, you have to make some.
But so if you're trying to communicate to many people, you have to limit the amount of information that you have in your thing. And to me, it's all right now a big question of limiting yourself in order.
How do you mean limit information? Or?
The amount, the size of your movies, the detail of your images.
Yeah, of course.
The more you want people to see, the less information you can actually put on. So to me, this is a very different experience. I mean, I'm not a big fan of galleries. That's just a temporary stage,
I think. What if we have unlimited bandwidth in 5 years' time? Will it then be better?
I have trouble imagining it.
Well, imagine it.
No, I have trouble imagining it. I,
What if it were? Just
you say that we'll have 3D in 5 years. I hate 3D. I mean, 3D is garbage.
I thought you wanted 3D. No, no. Wow.
No. I want a body. I want a visceral experience. I've seen the best 3D that an SGI can provide. I've seen the best 3D that has existed so far, and it's only exciting because of the artifacts. It's only exciting because of the media.
That's just because the people who are making these 3D things are computer nerds. Not artists.
Yeah, right.
Right.
So are the people who are using the net now in many cases.
Yeah,
and
probably.
You know.
That's the good thing about it becoming more or less a commodity. More normal people are coming online who don't know anything about computers or networks or something. That's the good thing about it. Because it's sometimes hard. But is that a solution for you to have unlimited bandwidth, or?
For me, the problem is that every as if he could ever keep up with the rate. For me, the idea of unlimited bandwidth is like the idea of labor-saving kitchen devices. I mean, it's
it's
a way of selling, saying, okay, well, right now there are problems with this, so, but don't think about that. Think about the future. And unfortunately, every technology from video and film on is always sold as being a utopian answer to all of society's problems.
I'm not saying don't think about now. I really think there's a lot to be done with the current technology, and I simply disagree. I think even if we have images that are only 2 by 300 pixels, we can say a lot on them, and they're only 70K or something. So I think there's a lot to do. But the fact that maybe you feel the web or the net used to be more interactive in the past is just because people aren't people like you who might introduce interactivity on the web are not using it. Probably. So it's just because of people. It's not about technology or anything.
Those aspects are still there, though, aren't they, Chris? The IRC chats and the MUDs and the MOOs are still existing, so the text-based technology is still there. And so the web is just an addition.
Four years ago, this seemed like an incredible space for interaction, but now everyone's kind of waiting for there to be pictures with it, you know. Whereas I think the interactions that were possible in those places are still, you know, possible, but it seems like most people are not interested because they can click and travel and.
And in my view, that makes it more egalitarian, so that more people can come online, not just the elite group that understood the technology in the beginning.
But it forces also a... I feel like I'm an Oprah.
the thing.
It forces also a kind of passive interface, though. And so it's egalitarian to let more people watch commercials and to let more people have information pushed towards them. And
What if they want nothing else than just consume images?
But I don't agree with it that it does that anyway. I don't think they're just consuming images, they're actually creating them. I mean, those websites that are popping up all over the place.
Yeah,
essentially
a lot of ugly ones.
Yeah, really, really shitty ones, I know. But I mean, people are making their own expression visually, which is unique, and it hasn't happened in this fashion before, in my view. And
yeah,
I think
true.
It's...
Yeah,
and that's the Walter Benjamin notion of the collapse of art as a commodity that you were talking about before, and puts it into the hands of the masses, people actually being able to create the art for themselves, art in inverted commas, if you like, but visual expression anyway.
Mm.
But what do you say about the audiences that are there?
What did you say?
What do you say then about what we've already discussed, but I'd like to know what you think about the statistics that show that it's, you know, predominantly white middle class men that are on the internet.
Well, I have a problem with statistics, but I guess it's true because I am white middle class. Yeah, well, it's quite normal, I guess, because these are the people and who have access to the technology. But I see a very positive development. I see a lot of I got mail from a 16-year-old Malaysian girl yesterday or no, a few days ago. I'm showing some strange. I haven't seen a computer for 2 days, so I might be a bit shaky. So it's developing in the right direction. I think there's a lot of people from even in Africa, people are getting online, even if only through 14K modems connected to South Africa or something. But they're getting online, and even women are getting online. Even lesbian women are getting online. So it's developing in the right direction, isn't it?
What is interactive?
What? It's reaction, action reaction. It's just you do something and something or somebody does something back. It's that easy. I don't want to be philosophical about it. If I say something to you, you answer to me. That's interactive enough for me. Or do you want to define the medium interactive media or some? Well, it's the same thing. It's nothing difficult. It's well, if I take this pen and write on the paper, the blue line on the paper is the result of the interaction of the pen and the paper. It's really very simple. It's the difference between there's even interaction in normal TV, because for instance, one might fall asleep in front of a TV set. That's some kind of interaction. The reason why we speak a lot about interaction now is because there's a lot more interaction possible with the current media than there was with the old media. But the old media were in some ways. You can rip a photograph to pieces or put a knife into a painting. That's interaction. Or even just looking at it is interactive. But it's very limited. Now with the new media, there's a lot more interaction possible. Does that answer the question? Or?
Yes, from
yeah, no,
yes,
please go ahead.
Because you include the talking part of the interaction.
Mm-hmm, of course.
You say it in the beginning. Because I think the only interaction is possible in this new medium, which is really interesting, is the talking part.
You mean speech as such?
No, the real talking. I think that's the highest level of interaction. It's possible.
What about sex?
It's also communication.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And is that higher or less high? Or I mean.
Well, I have no sex with everybody that I talk with.
I hope so. Oh, that's why you mean talking. Oh, but I don't talk with everybody. But I don't have sex with everybody either. Please. yeah, and I mean, so you want to talk to everybody?
No,
it's possible.
No, I mean really. I mean, when you see a word writing, there is a lot of information in that word.
Mm-hmm. Too philosophic for me. I'm too stupid to understand.
You included this part of discussion.
Huh?
You say we have no discussion about philosophic.
I didn't. Did I?
You say that. So that's impossible to talk about that part.
No, please do. I probably said I didn't want to, but I'd like to discuss anything.
I came later back on it. I don't think.
Okay. Someone wants a microphone.
So with that description, description of interactivity that you have done, try to define to me, to us, what is not interactive in the normal art.
I normal art is interactive, but
so all is interactive,
but very, very limited. It's not a question of black and white. One thing is or one thing isn't. It's just that there's a lot more possibility with the current, with the new media.
Maybe you are talking about physically interactivity, a physical action,
or the simulation of
or the simulation
physical interaction, probably. But talking,
this
is, talking
this
physical.
Is really poor.
Hmm?
This is really poor. Do you think that a click with one finger is a real interactivity?
Depends on what you click on and what you get when you click on it. So that's the same thing for talking. Depends on what you say. You can, I can, isn't really interactive, but so depends on the content. The medium isn't that important. It's what you do with it. I know a lot of paintings which are a lot more interesting than most websites. That's obvious. Yeah?
I'm not sure if which is the real necessity of the people of this interactivity or the interactivity in the higher level, because if we could or if we would need it, probably we will work more in interactive paintings in galleries. There is no one, or maybe someone with movement, but not many. And probably we could take more interactive in this way of the net experiences in a very big library. We have many,
yeah,
many images, and we can play some long plays or play a video. And really, I'm not sure if the question of the interactivity in the net is more a management question of I don't know, I'm sure, more a way to say to people you can do it, but really you can do it a very little thing,
mm-hmm,
an artificial interactivity. Which do you think?
Well,
why not the interactive paintings or interactive sculptures? If it would be a people necessity, cultural necessity, and which? And why not the libraries interactivity?
Well, I'm quite sure that interactive media are not something that have come to existence because people wanted interactive media. I think just some scientists and developers just made them because they found it was interesting and exciting to have a computer to talk to or to have a network which by which they could send messages. And it's just there now, and I'd like very much to use it and to appropriate it and to make it my medium. I haven't asked for it either. I don't think anybody has asked for interactive media. They're just there, and we're going to use them. Does that answer your question, or?
Not exactly. The question is more. Why not the other cultural experiences are not so interactive? We know some of them, the dancing maybe, the music sometimes,
mm-hmm,
but not the photograph are not interactive. But we could try to do something interactive with photograph, with photographs and Polaroids at the same time, or at the same time, the way to work in the library, taking some images, or
I think isn't that what we're trying to
do?
Or isn't that what people are trying to do on systems like the internet? I know it's a bit clumsy, but isn't that what they're trying to do? Making an interactive library, for instance, and stuff.
I'm not sure if the question is more many people can hear me, or really I need to express this, which is the more important thing in that question.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
But Yeah, but that's the choice you make as an individual. I don't think. I guess somebody might want to have the whole world listening to what he or she has to say, and somebody else. It's what José said. Some people might just want to talk to their sister. And then you probably use another medium. Then you just email her something. Just depends. You don't have to generalize. You don't have to want everybody to use this medium or something. It's necessary. Yeah?
Maybe I think also a lot of artists will use the internet or the email or the CD-ROMs as just another medium and won't really reflect on the medium, but use it for what they want to do.
Yeah,
and
they already do.
So they use it and they don't think about it as much.
Which is a bit silly because...
No, because I think it's also something to get information, and then you can go on and use video if you want to show images, and or use photos if you want to, if you know, every medium. The thing to say that internet will obliterate every other medium is I don't think it's true.
No, it will. Me neither.
So
for instance, books, internet will never be better than a book.
Exactly. So I think a lot of artists don't even think really about the implication of internet and just use it when they need it, and that's all.
Which is a pity, I think, because there is a lot to be done.
But
and I think it's a pity to use it just as a way of putting some text and little images there, and here it is, take it, eat it.
No, but also because they have other interests than just medium.
Probably, yeah, of course. True. Let's hope so, because otherwise all architects will build artificial buildings and we'll be sitting in the rain. Oh, I'll need a headphone. No, I don't. I hear you, but through somebody else's microphone, headphone. Nothing, not even noise. Yeah, I hear some noise. No. You speak Spanish.
Try to use this one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I can. I hear myself too. Maybe you might learn some English while we wait.
Bueno, yo no entiendo. No entiendo mucho un poco esa amenaza que parece suponer el hecho de que exista arte en Internet o en la web. Yo creo que, por ejemplo, cuando apareció la fotografía tampoco hubieron muchos problemas. También una cosa sustituía a la otra, pero conviven. Yo creo que cada medio es indiferente. Yo qué sé, ante otro tipo de cuestiones. Yo creo que fotografía es fotografía, vídeo es vídeo, internet es internet. Y no tiene por qué sustituir una cosa a la otra, y no creo que lo haga, ¿no? Porque, de hecho, se han utilizado muchas tecnologías, pero la gente sigue pintando cuadros y la gente sigue tallando una piedra. Entonces, yo creo que es diferente. Lo único que hay que pensar es cuando, por ejemplo, yo cuando tengo una propuesta artística, pienso qué medio es el más óptimo para realizar esa propuesta, depende de lo que yo quiera comunicar. O depende de qué medio quiera usar, si quiero usar imágenes, si quiero usar imágenes y texto, si quiero que la gente intervenga en mi trabajo o no quiero dejarla que intervenga. sea, simplemente lo único que hago es establecer una relación entre mi obra y el espectador.
What does that mean?
Entonces, bueno, es que ya no sé ni por dónde iba. Sí, o sea, claro, yo he hecho, o sea, yo he tallado piedras y he hecho esculturas en piedras, pero ese trabajo no tiene nada que ver, por ejemplo, con el trabajo que yo tengo en el web. Son proyectos totalmente distintos. Yo lo único que he hecho es establecer una lección de cómo quiero que la gente reciba mi obra, mi trabajo. Si quiero que, no sé, que tengan qué tipo de reacción tienen que tener ante eso, ante esa obra, ¿no? Porque el arte en sí es reactivo, o sea, de alguna manera u otra siempre hay una reacción, ¿eh? Entonces, la interactividad es otra forma de reacción, es otro nivel de reacción. Y tú, por supuesto, puedes elegir si tu obra tiene o no tiene que tener esa interactividad. Pero que exista internet y que exista una interactividad diferente a la que siempre ha habido, no quiere decir que la simple reactividad u otro tipo de interactividad no sea buena. O sea, yo no veo ninguna amenaza. Y Chris, veo muy elitista tu postura ante que mucha gente pueda acceder al web.
You're right, of course, but there's one thing I'd like to add. Oh, this is Spanish. And there's one thing I'd like to add. It's not only, well, it has been said before, but it's not only what kind of reaction that you want, but only who you want to address. There's a lot of different people out there on the internet than in the gallery.
If I was sounding elitist, that's probably true, because I felt that I was part of this community and I like this community better than the one that I see now. And so, if that's elitist, then yes. I mean, I felt that this was a very interesting community. But mostly, what I was trying to say is that, and in fact, I was elitist because I don't like the new people who've moved into the neighborhood, which are the multinational corporations and Hollywood and these other things that I see around that are taking up so much time and energy from the web. And yeah, I don't like these things. They're things that I try to avoid in my life. And so to some degree, I feel as if my neighborhood has become much worse. There are many billboards now saying, you know, mas crema, mas savor. And that is kind of an elitist position. But the other part of what I was saying is that I think that the overall level of information that is on the internet has become type of information that's there is very uninteresting to me, and this is also essentially an elitist position. Melrose Place or Beverly Hills 90210 is not an exciting thing for me, and I have more and more trouble when I search the web not finding these things, but finding the things that I'm interested in, because the engines are built so that they show you what is most popular when you search, not, you know, what is most similar to what you're looking for.
So the web is becoming more and more like the real world. That's your problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Paradise Lost.
That's a very elitist position, and I, you know, you're absolutely right. That is an elitist position.
Pero eso es como crear una biblioteca pública, ¿eh? Y que tú decidas qué libros tienen que haber o no tienen que haber. O sea, porque tú pondrás los libros interesantes para ti, pero si es una biblioteca pública tendrá que haber libros interesantes para todos, aunque tú no quieras leerlos.
To say that you have a local bookstore which you like because you know that they will have books that you're interested in, and it's run by an old guy who you like, and he offers you coffee and things like this. to say that this has to become a super crown, I don't know what the equivalent is here, but a multinational bookstore that only has the same selection for everyone in every place. That
isn't it a lot easier on the web to reach the people you like and the old guy? I mean, suppose the old guy in the bookstore lives in Europe. You would never have met him. But if he's on the net, you will meet him.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's a good thing about it.
What I was saying is that the personality of the web used to be specific, and now it is becoming generic.
Yeah.
And there is, I think, on the web, room for specific personalities, mm-hmm. but they're getting harder to find. And I'm worried now about checking my email because I get advertisements in my email, sometimes 7 or 8 a day.
Oh.
And I have to separate them from the ones from real people.
That's very different here in Europe.
This is a very intrusive thing now, you know, mm-hmm. and so I feel, and you're right, it is an elitist position. I think maybe I will, in the future on the web, be able to find this community that I enjoyed before. And that it will just become more of a fractured place with neighborhoods and local areas and things like this. But I've lost it, and right now I don't have the energy to try to find it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's my halcyon.
Son tres cuestiones. He entendido en tu presentación que llevabas a cabo una labor de grupo al principio. Primero, si podría explicar qué tipo de trabajo hacíais y cómo se establece el tránsito hacia Internet para trabajar en grupo en Internet. La segunda cuestión es que estos días hemos asistido a cómo se defiende radicalmente cuestiones como el hipertexto frente al web, especialmente StorySpace. Hemos visto también cómo